So let's look at this thing logically, because the word logic goes back to logos. Same word, because God is logical. God is not chaos. God is logical. So God created the word. His word's forever settled in heaven. He spoke it all into existence. In other words, what is the word? It's a script. Jesus came down and followed the word to the T. If Jesus had a script, then you got a script. Is the servant greater than the master? Everything that Jesus typified, he wants you to follow, right? Follow after. How come the preachers don't talk about oneness with God? I listen to, like I say, almost 40,000 sermons, I'm sure, and you don't hear them talking about oneness with God. You don't hear them talking about the verses about ask anything and it will happen, you know. According to his will, ask anything, it'll happen. Oneness with God. When you get born again, you're one with God. Now, it takes a while to renew your mind and start to think right, but how come the preachers don't talk about that? Anyway, back to what I was saying. Did God create the Bible? Yes. Did God create humans? Yes. Did God create the earth and the heavens? Yes. Did God create the trees? Yes. Did God create the grass, the flowers, the everything? Yes. So when you look at a spider, it's like a headless creature, right? You look at Revelation, they want to cut the head off. You look at a snake, it's the head and the body are connected and it has no legs. So you see now, Big Pharma wants to cut your legs off, cut your arms off, deform you. And what is the death cult doing? The death cult is doing everything a death cult would do. Dismember, maim, cut, destroy the human body, change the types and shadows, try to make everything upside down. Why is all the sugar in all the food? Because it's designed to destroy you and give you diabetes and give you sugar diabetes. That's why it's called sugar diabetes. Because of sugar. And instead of eating all the sugar, you could heal yourself. But my point is, they want people without legs and feet, and they want to change the male and the female. It's a death cult. It's dismembering. Why would they want to dismember somebody? Because member is membership. Your body's a ship. Members back to Christ. They don't want you to remember who you are and where you came from. Remember. Members of the body of Christ. So when you see a snake, it don't have any legs, it just slithers on the ground. You see a spider, it's got 1,000 legs, the Hydra snake. It's got all these tentacles and these arms, and that's how this whole system's working when it comes to the Jesuits, the Freemasons, and all that stuff. They have many arms. The corporation system, the financial system, the social media system, and it's all arms to try to bring you in and tie you up into bands and nets and shut down the truth, right? The worldwide web is to web you in just like a spider. That's why it's called a worldwide web. The many arms of the Hydra snake, or the many heads of the Hydra snake, but the many arms of the spider. Hollywood, movies, TV, music, corporations, government, IRS, CIA, FBI. It's all many heads of the Hydra snake, and it's the many legs of the spider. And so you see the hive mind represented in the spider. Did God create a spider? Yeah. Why would God create a snake and a spider? And because it represents the story. It's the storyline. So the storyline that you see in the Bible, because God created the Bible, has to line up with the storyline in 3D. Did God create the languages? Yes, we see that in Genesis 10 or 8 or somewhere in there, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, that God split up the languages because God created the languages. And so not only did God create the Bible, but He created the words in the Bible. So all the words have code. Your body has code. The snakes, the spiders, the trees, the concrete, it's all coded because it all came from the same source. Let me say that again. The mud, the dirt, the sand, the seas, the sky, the blue sky, which is the letter, the law, blue is law. And so all creation came from the same source, just like the Bible came from the source. So the creation has to line up with the Bible. And so when you take that Bible and you look at a bridge, you say, okay, what is a bridge? So I'm going from one. So I'm going down the highway and I'm looking at a bridge. So these cars are going from one side to the other side as an overpass. And so Jesus is the bridge because you're moving from one side, the natural, to the spiritual. And Jesus is the bridge back to God. Back to God. So when you look at all of creation, it has to line up with the Bible. Your human body is encoded. You got legs and arms and a head and a body for a reason. The body is the body of Christ. The head is Christ. The arms and the fingers are encoded with the truth. The gospel is encoded in your body. The gospel is encoded in words. The gospel is encoded in the phonics. When you speak, you might say, well, I don't see it. Well, pray about it. Maybe God will reveal it to you. He revealed it to me. It's almost like the manna from heaven. Because once you see the red versus blue, the cycle repeat, that all things point back to the same source code truth, which is Jesus. And so everything points back to Jesus. J-E is Jehovah. S is integrating. U-S, us. God is integrating us. S-U-S. Integrating us. God is Jehovah. God is integrating us through Jesus. It's encoded in the language. It's encoded in the words. God is integrating us. S-U-S. And God is J-E through Jesus. Back to Himself. There's one mediator between man and God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So the whole earth is filled with God's glory because God created it all. What is greater, the creation or the Creator? The Creator. Why do men worship men and women? Why do they worship the creation? Why did the devil worship himself? Why does the snake worship itself? Why does the creation, the snake is the sine wave, the sin wave. Why does the creation worship himself? Look at me, I'm lifting weights. Look at me, I'm the pride of man is just pretty much off the roof. If God don't give you a skill or a gift, you ain't gonna be able to learn it. I remember, struggling most of my life to read the Bible. But until you get born again, you can try to understand the Bible in the energy of the flesh, in your own power, and you'll never understand it. You might can understand Proverbs, because that was the only book I could understand before I got saved, and I didn't really understand it to the depth of it all, because even Proverbs chapter 8 is the gospel. And so you can struggle and scrap and fight and try to figure it out in your own power, and you never will, because you need the Spirit of Truth. And so the Spirit of Truth will take everything in front of you and point it back to a biblical archetype, archetypical truth that will break the flesh mind if you let it. You know, your flesh mind has to be destroyed. God has to destroy your flesh mind for you to step into the spirit mind, but you've got to let Him. Whether it's your marriage, whether it's your job, whether it's your business, whether it's your investing, whether it's your whatever it is, God has to break the flesh mind. And when you step into the spirit mind, it all makes sense. You know, feminism is an arm, is a spider arm. It's a hydra snake head, a tentacle. Feminism is destroying your marriage without you even knowing it. It's actually destroying you. Because let's say you leave that marriage and you go to another one, then you're going to have the same problems you had at the other one. Then you're going to leave that one, you go to another one. Then you leave that one, you go to another one. If you wait long enough, God will destroy, bring every human and humble every human eventually. He will either destroy the human, or they will get humbled and run to God and get and rise back up, you know. But He has to destroy your flesh mind. He has no room and there's no wiggle room for a person to come to God with their own understanding. It's either God's way or no way. And if you go your way, you go a way that's different than God's way, you will destroy yourself. Not only will you destroy yourself, you will destroy everybody else around you if they let you, you know. You will destroy yourself and everybody around you. If those people let you destroy them. Eventually they walk away and you get isolated. You understand.